All right, here we go. Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. Everybody loves an imam, and every minute on the minute workout, and we've got one today. A 30-minute one for you. I think it'll be a blast. If you're unfamiliar with the imam-style protocol or workout, you run a clock, and each minute has a task, a movement, some reps assigned to it, and you achieve, or try to achieve, whatever's assigned in that minute. If it takes you less than the minute, you don't advance on to the next task, you get the rest, the remainder of that minute. Then the next minute ticks on the clock, and you do whatever you're supposed to do in that minute. So it's laid out for you. Here's what we have today. Every minute on the minute for 30 beautiful minutes. In minute one, you do 6 bar muscle-ups. Minute two, you do 20 GHD sit-ups. Minute three, rest. How great is that minute? Might be my favorite minute. Minute four, 10 ring dips of the strict variety. Minute five, 50 double unders. Minute six, rest. Some challenging stuff in there. Bar muscle-ups, GHD sit-ups, strict ring dips, double unders. It's a pretty tough imam, so don't get discouraged. Wherever you are in your fitness journey, we can scale and modify and massage each one of those things so that you get a great day in the gym that drives your fitness forward. That's why we do these videos. You get that education in your head, and whatever the workout is, you go like, got it, most of that stuff works, but I know what I can change, or all that's a bit tough, but I know what I can do. That's the goal here. So we've got videos showing bar muscle-ups as well as scaling, GHD sit-ups, strict ring dips, and double unders. Super fitness robot for this would be getting everything unbroken. More likely is still performing the movements in the required minute, but absolutely just breaking them up as needed. Scaled option, here we go. Every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, in minute one, instead of the high rings, 6 low ring muscle-ups. So use as much leg as you need to, still make it challenging for the upper body, so it's a day you're developing strength, right? Don't just blast through it, making it super, super easy with your legs. Challenge yourself, but appropriately so. Lowering muscle-ups are great for that. Or you could do chest-to-bar pull-ups, or ring rows. Just choose an appropriately hard upper body movement for yourself. Minute two, 20 V-ups or sit-ups. Minute three, rest. Minute four, 10 bar dips off of a box or a bench, or push-ups. You could do knee push-ups too. Minute five, 50 double-unders, single unders, or jumping jacks. You know what? I'm going to make a change there, or 40 jumping jacks, because they take a little bit of time. Minute six, rest. And we've got videos showing every single one of those movements listed for the scaled option as well. We've got you covered, so make sure you check those out if you're unfamiliar with anything. Limited equipment option. They've got darn near everything they need, except for, we're assuming, you don't have a nice bar to do bar muscle-ups on. If you do, just do the regular workout of the day. If not, for the limited equipment crew, their workout is almost the same. They don't have a GHD also. Minute one, 6 low ring muscle-ups using as little leg as humanly possible. Make it tough on the upper body. Minute two, 20 V-ups in place of those GHD sit-ups. Minute three, rest. Minute four, 10 strict ring dips. Minute five, 50 double unders. Minute six, rest. There's no need to get those bar muscle-ups or ring muscle-ups or lowering muscle-ups unbroken. If you do, fantastic. But if you have to, as long as you get them in within that minute, mission accomplished. I would like to see somebody have 15 seconds of rest left in that minute. That would make me happy. No equipment workout. Imam, 30 minutes. Minute one, 40 seconds of 10-meter shuttle sprints. So mark out 10 meters. Down is a rep. Back is a rep. So down and back, down and back, down and back. As many times as you can do that in 40 seconds. That's what you do in the first minute. So you get 20 seconds rest at the end of that minute. Minute two, 20 V-ups. Minute three, rest. Minute four, 15 hand release push-ups. Minute five, 50 jumping jacks. And we're going to keep minute five at 50 jumping jacks for the no equipment crew, because based upon some of the other modifications that we had to do, I think that's going to be appropriately challenging. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. You're going to hold your chin over a pull-up bar, accumulate 2 minutes. Certainly does not need to be unbroken. And then farmer's carries. Do 3 farmer's carries that are just tough for you. Not to failure. Again, we say appropriately challenging a lot because it makes sense. The distance and just how far you carry the objects depends on how heavy they are. Do you have dedicated farmer's carry handles that you can just load up? Do you have moderate dumbbells, heavy dumbbells, light dumbbells, or kettlebells? Just 3 appropriately challenging farmer's carries. Strengthen that grip, resting a couple minutes between each. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have calves and foam rolling. Got a video showing that. The kneeling layback, the cobra stretch, and the wall stretch. Each of those holding for 1 to 2 minutes, and each of those have a video. Hope you enjoyed the EMOM linchpin. Tomorrow is a rest day for most of us. As always, I encourage you to take it, and I will see everybody back here on Friday.